Hey, we are live. Good morning, everyone. This is the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show, and I hope you're doing well, even though it's not 5 a.m. Got up, get the kids off to school, and everything else. So we're here, though. It is 8:07. This is our 430th episode of the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show, and I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to your customer. Get stuff done, not work so many hours, like 60, 80 hours a week, and work efficiently and lean and have some fun along the way so you can get home to visit your friends and family, friends and family, and have a little fun, right? So balance that work and do some fun stuff. Even though work can be fun too, it's challenging at times. Let me hear them talk about today. So we usually talk about two things. I'm going to keep it pretty simple. A couple of things I want to talk about: substitutes, playing the role of a substitute role as a coach or scrum master or anybody. And then visual information, goals, having your goals posted on the wall. So many people get away with from it. And in this virtual world, you know, it's not like you walk in the office, you can see a board up there in the wall that shows a burn down chart or where you're at anymore. So it's very difficult to be goal oriented and have those visuals, but I think it's very important. So I want to talk about that a little bit too today. So the first thing I want to talk about is substitutes. A lot of times as an Agile coach, scrum master, manager, RTE, especially as an Agile coach, we get asked to volunteer to take on a role when somebody's out. Or let's say someone retires, decides they don't want to do the job anymore, decides they get a different job, or just wants to go take a different direction. They have a great opportunity. Who knows, right? And during that transition, a lot of times scrum masters, like, for example, might get asked to do the role of a product owner for a little bit, or maybe a tech person or a test lead or something like that. Or maybe an agile coach would have to sit in for a scrum master or a product owner or maybe even a manager, right? We get asked to do that, fill those roles. Hey, and everybody pitches in, and I'm totally for that. But I'm going to say there's something important that needs to be done because you can't do multiple roles. We tell everybody all the time, you can't be the scrum master, product owner, and developer all on the same team because it's just not going to work that well, and you're not going to get any one of them done very well. But also it sets expectations. So let's and it clouds, especially as an agile coach, it clouds the, for example, if and we talked about this before, can your agile coach be the manager? And my answer was no, can't be your manager because you can't do both. And sometimes it clouds and messes up that ability for an agile coach to be impartial, to be along your side as a partner and critical. Right? Because if they're not part of your chain and they're critical, you think you're going to get fired. So it's very hard to be critical and self-aware for your coachees, right? So a couple of things I would ask before taking on another role. You know, let's say scrum master. I'm an agile coach. I roll in. There's a scrum master. They're off. I had a good example of one of my fellow coaches had to take on a role of RTE. So we could talk about that one. We'll take the RTE role and talk about the Scrum Master role. So my first question I would ask the organization before I take on one of those roles, you know, how long do you think it'll take you to fill that role in? Because we have roles and they have duties and they have responsibilities and they're there for a purpose. So you got to be upfront and honest with the organization saying, I don't mind temporary filling it, but how long do you think it'll take you as the manager or the organization to fill that role? It'd be a month, a couple of weeks. What are we looking at here? You know, if it's a year-long process, you may want to think about that and say, yeah, no, why does it take a year to fill a role, right? It doesn't make any sense. Are we not operating? Who's our HR person that it takes us a year to fill a role? And there's a couple of reasons why that's important to understand. You may not say, you may not come off that way, but something you got to think about. But how long? So And then the next question I would ask, so what is your plan for this position, right? Are you planning to have this? What do you think is important about this role? Do you think this role is important, right? Why do you think this role is important? And there's a reason why you need to ask. This is an agile coach talking, right? This is why you ask, why do you think the role is important? What do you think it brings to the organization? Because you want them to understand the value of this role that you're about to substitute for, right? Is that, I hope that makes sense. Because if you don't ask these questions as an agile coach, you're doing your organization a disservice, because they're going to get comfortable with you taking on that role. And it's going to extend and extend and extend. Okay. But you need them to understand how valuable the role is. And if they don't understand the value of the role, don't be surprised that that role becomes yours, right? For a longer time than you planned. So that's why you got to, so that you can remember. And the other thing is, once they tell you and you get them thinking about that, you can remind them as an agile coach about the value of the role and the conversation you had with them before you took on that substitute role. You got to have these conversations. It just has to be done. Then the other thing is, you make an agreement. Okay. You say it's been a month. Okay. I'll be glad to help participate, maybe, and be a substitute for a month. Let everybody know who on the team and everything, the plan is for a month that you have this. And then you have a date and a goal for the transition and when you want to get people involved and switch back off. Because you let everybody know it's a temporary thing, it's not going to be permanent, and they're going to be out of the chain of command, right? So it's very important to ask those questions and as a coach to get management thinking, get the team aware, be everybody on the same page, and get an agreement for how long you're going to be in that role. I see so many people don't have the agreement, and all they do is complain. I've been in this role for 3 months now, right? Literally, I've heard that one. Well, I'm like, well, did you make an agreement for how long? What is the plan of management? What are these questions, these couple questions that I mentioned in the beginning? Again, you know, how long do you think it'll take you to fill the role? What do you think the value of this role is? How important is this role? Do we need this role? What is your plans for this role, right? And then let's make an agreement on when I'm going to roll off being a substitute here so I go back to what I was doing before. Because you may be needed elsewhere. Because here's one other thing. Let's say you're an agile coach and you have a couple teams. If you're spending all your time on that team or in that role doing that work, that's going to take away, think about our backlog. That's going to take away of your ability to help coach those other teams. You got always got to remember that, because that's what you're there for, right? So these are the kind of things you want to think about when you're doing substitute roles. And scrum masters, agile coaches, however. The other thing I want to talk about is visibility, because I have been failing lately. Failed, right? In my opinion, I've been failing. For the longest time, I had a chart that I've been tracking every day. Every day I get up, I have a goal where I want to be and what I want to do. And every day I would look at this chart and then I would work on a little bit. And it was always in my mind. Why? Because I looked at it every day. And then lately, just stuff going on, you know, maybe the COVID's driving me, I don't know. I stopped looking at it. I've been doing other things. Like, is that the most important thing? For me, it was, and it still is one of the most important things to get to where I need to be. There's some other things I need to do, but I need to do that every day. I need to be focused, right? So one of the things that dawned on me is the fact that I wasn't looking at my chart anymore. And that's why I haven't been working on it. Maybe why I haven't felt that close, because I'm really close to completing the goal, getting there on that goal. This is where visuals come in really into a play and why we use them besides tracking and beating it down like an agile accountant, right? It's why we use them. So I got my little whiteboard here, right? Got the little whiteboard. And, you know, I see Scrum Master, and it's, to be honest with you, it kind of drives me nuts. They will use a system and they will do queries and reports and list stuff that needs to be done, but it doesn't have the visual, right? So one of my things I would say as a scrum master, I would really emphasize and set up a way when I work with teams and really get to work with them, even especially when I'm a scrum master, to be honest with you, I build it up so that there's a little button on their window that they can click every day. Or even if when they boot up their machine, again, they set it up so their burn down charts show up or their work list shows up every day. And I don't like a list. List to me doesn't work. I can't. Some people, a list is fine. For me, a list does not work. And I love a couple of the systems. I like the scrum boards, Kanban boards. I think they're great, great things. So every day, you're looking at your burn down chart, right? So if you're someone on your team, you kind of know where you want to go. You know, maybe it's out here. Maybe, you know, backwards. How do you go backwards? You can't go backwards. Go forward and you're down, right? So maybe, you know, as you're working, maybe you're just right here, right? Maybe as you're working along, but you know your goal's down here, but you can see where you're at. If you're up here, you go, oh man, I got to really bust my butt because I'm flat on the line. See, the visual is a better representation, is a better motivator for myself or anybody to figure out what they want to do. Maybe some people it's not. But most people, the visual, and this is why we use the visual, to say, hey, I really need, we as a group really need to get going. And to look at these metrics every day, daily, goal, review. The idea is every day you look at your charts, right? If you're doing a chart where, you know, you got your to-do, in process, and done, right? And a lot of the systems out there, whoop, can you see it? I can learn how to write with my left hand. I don't think I'm going to do that, though. I don't think that's going to be possible. So you have your work, right? And if everything's on this left-hand column, you know you got a lot of work to do. But I know in some systems, they'll do like a story and they'll have tasks, right? And then there'll be another story and they'll have tasks. But you can see if a task is over here and how many tasks are not done. You know, when you're working on it, at least you visually see that you have two more tasks left and the story's done. So it's a great visual. So two things I would recommend for any scrum master. One, set it up so they can see their burn down chart. And two, set it up so every day when they go on, they can look at their task chart and see what they got to do left. It's a great visual. Where am I at? I'm still here. Oh my God, I got like five things to do. What am I doing? I really got to concentrate on this task to get it done so I can pick up the rest of the work, right? So it helps give that visual, and it's really important. And I know in this day in COVID, we're a lot of teams are lacking that. I see that a lot, where they just don't have that visual reference anymore. I mean, the board, at least the board, it would be all over the wall, and when you walk in, you can see it. Say, oh man, I can see it. And it the way I'm gonna be honest, what it's supposed to do is go bam. And wake you up and say you're slacking, because I give you my little chart. You know, I was looking at it yesterday and I was doing so well for the stat that I was looking for myself, my goals, you know, like a sales goal, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of goals like that, sales goals, things like that, that you want to achieve. And mine was just, you know, I had a number. My goal, let's say, was 1,000, right? It was like 1,000. And I basically drew a snap line. Come the end of year, 12/2020, my goal was to reach that number. And I was doing good. At some points, I was way up here. I was way above the line. You know, I was going up here, and then I kind of let, and then I went up. And that, you know, and then question is started coming down, right? So by looking at this goal every day, I mean, I thought I was going to be ahead of the game. I thought I was going to be done in August. I was doing so well. Then just stuff came up, stuff I had to do, stuff just made me go in a different direction for a little while. But also, I stopped looking at this chart every day, right? I stopped looking. So my goal that I wanted to achieve was kind of coming in. So just emphasize that. Have a goal. Something you can focus on every day. So when you get in the office, look at that first thing in the morning, first thing before you write a piece of code, before you run a test, before you read an email. Go look at your goal chart every day. See where you're at. See where you're heading. That's how you're going to get there. Have this personal goal. See where you're at, where you're standing, where you need to be to get to the goal that you established when you started whatever endeavor you're going after. So that's just my little piece of advice, my little thought for myself, my own little mistake that I stopped doing that really screwed me over. Now I got to get back into the game. But you can get back, right? You can focus on the goal, have the same attitude, and get it done, right? You can still meet your goal. You can still be there because what you did in the past will work again in the future. All right? Thumbs up. Give us a little thumbs up if you like the show. Share it with your friends. Sharing is always good. And then ring the little bell. So when we do go online, that you'll have this on your thing. And yeah, I apologize for not being up at 5 a.m. But we're working on it. Okay. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. Enjoy. What is it, Tuesday? Oh, God, no. Is it Tuesday? No. Wednesday. No, it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Right? Tuesday. Okay. It's Tuesday. For a second, I thought it was Wednesday. Anyway, take care. Have a good Tuesday and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. Happy scrumming. See you later.